To stay on top in business, stay on top of your technology with the new Business Desk podcast, The Business of Tech. Listen on iHeartRadio or wherever you get your podcasts.
Submissions continue today over the government's plan to merge TVNZ with Radio New Zealand. The process, like most submission processes, is of course a scam. It's a nod to some sort of democracy, but in reality, the government of the day pretend they're listening and they carry on anyway. This, by the way, this government's no worse or better than other governments. They all do it. They'd be way better saving the time and the money and avoiding the whole process. Occasionally, you'll get a half-decent idea or an amendment or an adjustment that you hadn't thought of. But this is a government, of course, of ideology. And no matter what you tell them, you must always remember that you are wrong and they aren't. Willie Jackson is probably their best example of that. No one knows broadcasting like Willie Jackson. So if we could all just shut up and let him get on with it, that'd be awesome. The fact the entire industry has a laundry list of cogent, cohesive and insightful points as to why his plan is madness doesn't really matter. We heard some of those last week. We'll hear more today. Mark Mitchell, I thought yesterday on the program, put it nicely. It's a solution looking for a problem. And the problem has been made worse in the last week by Jackson's outburst over TVNZ, who we very clearly stated was the organisation who needed to change, as opposed to Radio New Zealand, who didn't. See, most people thought it was the opposite, because at least TVNZ makes money, knows how to chase an audience, and as such would be more agile and open to delivering the government's dream under the new structure. Radio New Zealand is a government department that has fallen sadly on tough times in recent years as they've watched their audience slide significantly. The reality that Jackson fails to understand, despite his years of brilliance in all aspects of the industry, is that unless you have an audience, whatever it is you're wanting to achieve is wasted. What's the point of funding a program if no one hears it, or sees it, or reads it? What's the point of the money and the time if it plays to an audience of no one, or one that barely registers? How much time and money do you want to spend on stuff people don't use or absorb? And how much damage do you want to do to the other players in the industry as you pump up your own little fiefdom with money that isn't yours anyway? The biggest issue with this issue is, unlike Three Waters or co-governance, it's not a political hot potato. They won't win or lose votes by doing it, hence they'll probably get away with it. They seem desperate to get it up by the middle of next year. It's only years down the track, once they've been booted out of office, that the damage will be done and the real folly exposed.
Shared Lunch is your chance to see behind the share price of the companies you invest in.
I'm not sure that 2024 will be a year that people remember fondly.
Hear from CEOs and experts with a fresh take on what's happening in the markets here and abroad.
There are a number of reasons that you might hold Bitcoin. It's often described as digital gold.
Shared Lunch from Sharesies with Business Desk.
You know, the World Bank is reported as saying that we're probably 3 years into five very difficult years. Where are the opportunities for people here?
When it comes to investing, we'll always bring something to the table. Listen on iHeartRadio or wherever you get your podcasts.